every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMM or any of them. They're guys.
All of them?
None of them.
What's MM?
People.
What's MM?
Moderation Management.
The person who created that program died in a drunk driving accident.
No, she didn't. She killed herself in jail, didn't she?
Oh, no. Yeah, she killed a family of four in a drunk driving accident. And killed herself out of guilt in jail.
Well, that's moderation.
She moderated her life.
She didn't kill a family of six, therefore she moderated.
There you go. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Oh, Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
Sweet!
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Awesome. Welcome back. I'm just waiting for the time that... Wow. I'm just waiting for the time that Shelley does it.
Will never happen.
I'm not going to do it again until Shelley does it.
This is going to be a cold day in hell.
I don't know. One of these days, she's gonna bend to it.
I know.
It's going to happen.
And then we'll be moving on up.
Yeah, see? Her eyes were fluttering.
I know.
To the east side.
No.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Police Constable Andy Flitton booked the same person for speeding twice, once in England, then 2 years later in New Zealand. Now, if I were, it was a coincidence.
Yeah, that's a pretty big
It took 2 years to drive from England to New Zealand?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. If I were the guy that got the speeding ticket, I would think that this particular police constable was persecuting me.
Yeah, he's out of it.
It just happened that they both emigrated to New Zealand, and he got caught again.
All the gin joints in all the worlds.
Yeah, give me a ticket in this one.
I just thought that was amusing.
That's an amusing story.
That's awesome.
Rapper Snoop Dogg has come to the defense of Willie Nelson, who has been...
Well, they're both weed smokers.
Yeah, has been
Maybe
charged
I
with...
Maybe I didn't know you.
He got a... I've lost the word. What's the misdemeanor marijuana charge?
Snoop or...
Willie Nelson. Snoop Dogg has gone off on this foul-mouthed rant against the police, which ended with the words, "If you got a problem with Willie Nelson, you got a problem with me."
Yeah, Snoop and Willie are like this.
Well, all right then.
They're getting married this fall.
Snoop and Willie.
This next fall, they've already announced it.
I just can't take a guy seriously whose first name is Snoop.
And whose last name is Dog.
Yeah. The Willie Dog Tour is going to be out soon.
Can you imagine Willie Nelson or Snoop doing Willie Nelson's songs? That would be awesome.
Well, he was originally Snoop Doggy Dog, and he had to change it to Snoop Dogg, He got sued or something like that from the Peanuts estate because his name is too much like Snoopy the dog. But I guess changing it to Snoop Dogg doesn't make it that as close. I don't know.
Who exactly represents Snoopy's estate?
Yeah, you got to wonder.
His family. Charles Schultz's family.
Oh, Charles Schultz. Well, some so it wasn't Snoopy.
Some damn cartoon chasing attorney.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, Brittany Mae Smith of Roanoke, Virginia, 12 years old, was found safe and sound by an unnamed shopper who saw pics of the girl and her abductor on the TV show Nancy Grace and recognized the pair and called the police. Jeffrey Scott Easley, the man who abducted her, was as suspected of murdering her mother.
You know what's really weird? I went
that's,
to school
that somebody was watching
guy.
Nancy Grace?
No, I went to school. Oh. I went to school with a guy with the same name. Yeah, I was just like, when I first heard that, I'm like, what? What?
In Escondido, California, Serbian-born George Jakubic, I think that's how you pronounce it, packed his home with the largest amount of homemade explosives ever found in one location. It was a bomb-making facility.
Tell me he blew himself up.
It was too dangerous to remove the materials from the house, so the house was burned to the ground amid much explosion and popping and all sorts of exciting things. And they had to, I don't know exactly how they did it, but they had to insulate, they had to evacuate the neighborhood and insulate the houses on either side because they weren't exactly sure what was going to happen when they set off the house.
They erected a very tall fence and then sprayed it with that Fozcheck gel.
They did? Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. So they're like, they put like a
big fire
retardant
fence around it, yeah.
They put like a jacket, like a bomb-proof jacket around all the other houses.
And then nice. They actually had helicopters flying over to monitor the thing in case any fire got out of control.
Didn't they have AQMD, Air Quality Management District, in there, too? Did...
Now, where was this?
Escondido.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not that far away.
Wow. That's where the Lawrence Welk Resort is.
Yeah.
Had that house gone off, we might have heard it from here.
Yeah, maybe.
That might have traveled right up the coast.
I'm surprised we didn't hear it when they set it off.
Yeah, apparently when the grenades started going off, it was quite loud. An Oklahoma City man, Mark Anthony Richardson, was charged with a felony count of sexual battery and 7 counts of outraging public decency, which I didn't even know was a charge.
What is it?
Outraging public decency.
Wow.
You want to hear what he...
I've never heard of that charge.
Wow. Yeah. That would fill up a courtroom around here.
Real fast. Wait till you hear what he did. He conned babysitters into thinking he was severely autistic, then coming over to babysit him and getting them to change his diapers in an effort to arouse him.
Sweet.
He got sexually aroused by having women change his diapers.
How enterprising.
Wow.
He would call up the women, pretending to be his father.
Okay.
And get them to come over to babysit. And apparently this one woman babysat him for like a few months before she caught on.
Then the father would be gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That's outraging public decency. You're right. That should be a charge.
Wow. Never heard of that.
Well, now we have. Now we've heard it all. A public service announcement. I thought that was the hero of the day.
Oh, that is hero of the day. I'm sorry.
What should public service announcement be?
I don't know.
Let's use that. Yeah.
Okay. Dong, ding. There you go. There you go.
Ding.
Scientists have succeeded at making sperm stem cells in diabetic men into insulin-producing islet cells. This research could soon produce a cure for type 1 diabetes. They are currently testing women's egg stem cells for the same thing. The new islet cells, controlled blood sugar in test rodents for more than a week.
So there's hope for me.
Very soon, actually.
Sweet. I'm ready.
They would just take your sperm, take the stem cells out of it, and because it's your sperm, there wouldn't be danger of rejection because it would be recognized as your cell. And
rejection?
So I'm going to inject myself with my own sperm. That doesn't even sound right.
I'm glad it was rejection and not ejection.
Wow. No, not your sperm. The stem cells, manipulated stem cells from your sperm.
Because I don't want to be injected with my own sperm, thank you.
No, it wouldn't be your sperm. But that's really good news.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm all for it.
Woohoo.
They've got to do some more tests, obviously, on it.
I don't know why. Just release it. That's what they do in other countries.
Dumb Facebook users of the week.
There are many.
There are many, but this week it's teenagers.
In general. Okay. Usually teenagers. What's the next story?
Teenagers who use this site. I was waiting for that. Teenagers who use the site to set up games of Fugitive. This is a new thing where the kids, it's like Cops and Robbers on steroids. And it's actually put a couple of girls in the hospital after a car crash. What they do is they set up these games online. They arrange to meet somewhere in some neighborhood.
Okay.
And they draw lots to create teams. And one team are the bad guys and one team are the good guys. And the bad guys are on foot and the good guys are in cars. And the good guys have to chase down and capture the bad guys.
Okay, so I'm missing where the problem is.
The problem is two girls got run over.
Oh.
Oops.
Yeah. Well, that is a problem.
Might want to add a couple more rules to the game.
Yeah. Well, and the other problem is these kids are rampaging through neighborhoods, you know, going in excessive speeds through neighborhoods in their cars, you know, chasing each other down. And, you know, people could get hurt. Well, people are running through neighbors' yards, you know, going into their garages, into their homes.
Just settle it out on the paintball field or something.
Yeah, really do something a little bit more constructive.
Because, you know, in real Fugitive, you don't even have to get that close to them. You can just shoot them.
Took me months to get Carl off of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Thought if he just made some friends on Facebook, it'd be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. No, not so much. In Crestview,
Florida,
a woman was arrested for child neglect after Department of Children and Family Services witnessed the woman's 7-year-old changing her own diarrhea-filled diaper and found broken glass in the children's toy box.
How old was she?
7 years old.
Why is she in diapers?
That was the question that the Child Protective people asked.
Well, that would
which
be
one? Did she get in trouble for her having to change her own diaper or for being in diapers in the first place?
Well, they called it child neglect. She was arrested for child neglect.
Wow. Wow. I could add some charges to this, I think, but...
Probably.
Once again, something about public decency, I don't know.
Yeah, outraging public decency.
Outraging public decency.
Cocaine is suspected to be involved.
I wonder why.
It causes diarrhea.
It can.
Must have been cut with mannitol.
Yeah, mannitol.
Oh, the 7-year-old wasn't on cocaine.
No.
Okay. Never mind. Mother. Scratch that last part.
Nice.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, you guys are blasting through the boozy news. I only have one more story.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible.
We're trying to be respectful.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just kidding.
We'll go really slow on this one.
We'll speak slowly and use small words.
Oh, okay. The stupid study of the week. Loyola University of Chicago researchers John A. McNulty has found that first impressions do indeed have a lasting impact.
Okay.
Duh.
That's the whole study.
That's it?
There was funding available for
there
that?
There was funding available for that, and we missed it. What he did was he got together a couple of hundred students. He had them put into classrooms with new teachers, interviewed them about what they thought of the teacher, then gave them some time to, you know, forget about it or whatever, then went back and had them see the teacher lecture again, and then asked for their impressions again. And most of the kids did not change their minds about the professor, whether he was good, bad, or indifferent.
Did they ever see that commercial? You never get a second chance to make a first impression?
Apparently not.
I need $680,000 to see if you greet people with a hello and a smile if you get a response. What the percentage is.
Basically,
it'll be a 2-year study.
I think that would cost a lot.
$680,000 is all I need.
No, that'll do it.
Who'd they get theirs from? Because that's who I'm calling tomorrow.
Well, I guess yeah. Loyola University.
We need a grant writer. I mean, we do. Because some of these are just too easy.
I know.
Yeah, that one's really stupid.
If you drink enough beer, it gets you drunk.
And makes you have to pee.
Yeah.
Does it get you drunk before you have to pee?
Dehydrate
you. That's the study.
There you go.
I got a doozy of a study for
that's
the next
show.
That's
where you bifurcate the study.
What, you got a doozy for the next show? That means we can't hear about it now?
No, you can't hear about
Indian
it the next
Giver?
Study. Sorry, but there's a good study coming up in the next show.
Indian Giver?
I mean, it's not a good study. It's another stupid study, but, you know.
Damn.
That's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you? At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Awesome.
Anyway.
So.
Yes.
So now we actually have to talk for 17 minutes. That's a bit longer than we normally do.
That's not a problem. Mark and I talk too much as it is.
We do.
So what's the topic?
Mark and I talking too much. That's not our real topic. That's our momentary topic.
I was going to say there was dead silence that greeted that. Mark and I talking too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our momentary topic because we've got a couple minutes.
We do tend to get over the top at times.
We're going to try and not walk over the top of Shelley so much.
We owe Shelley an amends. We'd like to make it now on the air.
Yeah, see what great programs we work. I apologize too.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. My side of the street is nice and clean. How about your side, Mark?
My side's clean too, and I tried not to firebomb the other side.
Sweet, it's perfect.
Firebomb the other side.
Yeah.
Well, I already apologized for shutting up.
No, I know you did. But we owed you an amends.
Yeah, but see, no one even knows
that. I owed you an amends.
Well, now they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the time this show goes up, they'll have known it because the shows before will have gone up, unless they don't.
And they will have forgotten.
Yeah.
Probably you know not. What, though? They may not have forgotten.
No.
Because I'll tell you what, we had a couple of our fans in a room one day. They knew stuff that happened 7 shows ago, and they knew exactly what we were talking about.
And I didn't even know what they were talking about.
I was sitting there with a blank stare on my face like I was Captain Kirk at a Star Trek convention where they're asking him how he felt in episode 23, and he's like, I don't even remember episode 23.
Yeah.
Well, and you actually listen to the shows after they are put up?
Yeah, which makes it even worse because I still don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, think about me. I edit the shows, and not a clue.
And I listen to the shows after they're put up, which is amazing.
Yeah, why are you? You don't have to edit it.
He's humble.
He made it with his humility. He made the humble trophy.
Because I'm trying to lose weight, so I have it with my morning coffee instead of a donut.
Ah.
Hey, now, you know what? Recovery 101 helps you lose weight.
That's right.
We could get a study.
We need funding.
Recovery 101 helps you lose weight. Me, not so much.
Well, we could get funding for that. The topic is, it's the end of the world as you know it. Do you stay sober? Do you? It could be the end of the world in whatever, if you're some like apocalypse person, you could say it's that. You know, world's going to end 2012, do you stay sober? Let's say you've got, you know you're going to die, you've got some kind of life-threatening disease, do you stay sober? How about you, Shelley? Let's say that, and do it any way you want, whether it's the end of the world or just the end of the world as you know it or whatever. Do you stay sober? Because I already know the answer to this.
Yes, you do. You know, I have to be honest. Probably not. At some point, I mean, if the end, you know, there's an asteroid coming, we can't stop it, we're all going to die anyway. What is, to me, where is the virtue in not tying one on just for fun? Is there a virtue in that? What's the virtue in dying sober? I probably wouldn't drink just because I don't drink and it's not really a part of my life anymore. But I wouldn't fault other people for doing it.
Oh, well, that's a different story because I wouldn't fault other people for doing it either.
I don't fault other people for doing it if the world's not ending.
Yeah.
I just figure they're going to anyway.
True.
How about you, Mark? Would you let's say there's an asteroid coming?
Yeah.
It's gonna hit.
Uh huh.
Planet killer.
Uh huh.
We're all gonna die.
Uh huh.
What do you do?
You know, it's really funny. Drinking or using it doesn't even fall anywhere on that scale. Because, first off, I don't do it. Second off, it was never fun at the end. So chances are it wouldn't be fun now. And if I've got a few hours left, I really don't want to spend them being miserable.
I would be of the same ilk because...
I'm heading for cheerleader camp. Just thought.
Wow. I hadn't thought of that.
I hadn't thought of that either.
Wow. Yeah, I want to be clear-headed for that. I want them all to be loaded, though.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah, I want them all to be loaded. Because you know what? Because I would probably spend time with family and such, and I don't want to be loaded doing that. You know, I want to be able to spend that time and know what's going on. Yeah. Now, on the other hand, you know, the moment this thing is going to impact the Earth, things are going to go horribly wrong really fast, and you're not going to know it anyway.
You know what the problem is, though? I go out and get loaded. Bruce Willis flies up and lands on the thing and blows it up.
Yeah.
And now I got to get clean and sober again.
Well, and I mentioned that to Shelley when we almost did the faux pas of discussing this the other night. And I thought to myself, 2012, because it's a big thing people talk about. Ooh, it's 2012, you know. Nobody thinks that the calendar doesn't go past that just because they didn't use a bigger rock. But, you know, you can only put just so many dates on the rock because it's not big enough. But let's say you're someone and you're like this 2012 person and it's like it's December 23rd, 2012 or whatever, the night before, and you say, I'm going to get loaded. And you get loaded, and the next day, nothing happens, just like Y2K.
Do you think there's a possibility that it's not that he ran out of rock, this guy was doing this, and all of a sudden he just kind of looked at it and went, that's enough, and walked away?
Yeah, he said, dude, I'm tired of carving. I could find a bigger rock, but then I got to start the whole thing over again.
Yeah. You know, the guy did it and his son did it. Grandson decided not to take over the family business. I mean, who knows?
I don't know. But but you know what? But in that same ilk, it's like, so I'm convinced the world's going to end, just like I'm convinced Y2K was going to screw everything up. And I get loaded. And like Mark said, next day I wake up. It's Groundhog Day. The alarm goes on. Everything's bitching. And now I got loaded.
You know what the problem with that
now
is,
what?
Though? If I go out and do coke, I'm up.
Yeah, you won't be waking up.
I'm not going to be waking up the next day to see if it worked or not. I'm up.
You'll get the same grays you always did.
Yeah. Oh, the grays.
God, it's gray.
The grays.
The morning's gray.
4:30 to 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
The worst time of the day for an addict because you ran out at 4.
So, did you ever make it to the grays?
No.
That's the thing with drinkers, man. Yeah. They like drink enough and they like go out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no such time as me not being able to get booze if I needed to.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably true with most addicts and alcoholics. Shelly will steal it. She'll go right over to Kroger or Ralph's or Albertsons or whatever your market du jour happens to be in your area, and she'll just open up her purse and drop a couple bottles in.
I never did that.
You could, though.
No, I couldn't.
Well,
so then how could you get
at 3 in the morning, that's the only way to get it.
At what?
At 3 in the morning, that's the only way to get it.
No. Yeah. What I was saying was because I was passed out during those hours when you can't get alcohol.
Oh.
There was never a time when I couldn't get alcohol because I was always, the only time that I was awake and buying it was a time when it was available.
Yeah. I'm surprised more alcoholics don't do a Nick Cage.
A what?
Don't do what?
Don't do a Nicolas Cage. Move to Las Vegas. You can drink 24 hours a day.
That's like one of my favorite scenes in a movie of all time. Where
he's
walking through like liquor barn and he's got this this shopping,
the shopping
basket
cart,
and he's just dropping half gallons into it. Like he's like, and he's grabbing
a handle of this and a handle of that.
Yeah, it's just massive. Shelly apparently didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
He decides he's going to drink himself to death. So
yeah, I know the premise.
He goes to a liquor barn, and he's loading up an entire shopping cart with half gallons of booze. And then he meets, like, the love of his life.
So
kind of screws it all up.
Yeah.
What happens when you're 85 years old? You have a terminal illness. They're going to dope you up on pain meds anyway.
Yeah, they're going to.
Yeah. So is there a virtue, at that point, is there a virtue in dying sober?
I'd rather die with this disease than from this disease.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but you're not going to die from the disease. You're going to die from something else.
How do
you're
going to
be doped up on pain meds anyway, so why not dope yourself up?
Yeah, my luck, I'd overdose. Because
it's not what I do.
I mean, I'm just asking questions.
For what purpose would be my question?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Because I'm that pissed off that I'm going to die?
Yeah, I'm already going to get a
look,
freebie anyway.
Look, I look
anyway.
At it this way. What I did to my body between the ages of 21 and 25, dying wouldn't surprise me at any time.
Yeah.
It was always interesting to see around 1:30 in the morning whether I survived.
We've discussed it many times. If we went back to getting loaded the way we used to get loaded, it would kill me. I there's not a doubt in my mind. If I went and slammed a half a gram of speed like I used to, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. You know, I'm right on 50, and it's like that. I'm absolutely sure it would kill me. So when you say, you know, maybe I've got a terminal disease coming up, but I can guarantee, if I was going to go out, I would slam, because you know that's my thing. And if I would slam, I would do the kind of amount that would probably kill me. And now, not only did I go out, but I did myself in. Wasn't even the disease.
And how do you know I'm not getting loaded now? How do you know? You trust what I tell you, which is kind of amazing when you consider
the
fact that...
Well, around your nose is a little disturbing.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Allergies.
He's like...
Massive allergies.
He's like, it's powdered sugar.
Yeah. But how do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd know if I was getting loaded, because you'd
oh, yeah.
smell
not be,
it.
I might not be an addict. Maybe I was just a guy out there who didn't have any friends I wanted some people to hang out with.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
I've heard your story, though. That's clearly untrue.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's that.
That's clearly untrue.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't have any desire to drink or anything like that. And I probably wouldn't in those circumstances because, like Mark said, I don't drink and it's not a part of my life. But there was one thing I was thinking about, and actually I shared about this in a meeting, is that, honestly, if something happened to Bruce or the kids, I'd have a real hard time staying. So I'd need to be babysitted because the emotional pain would be so much that I would want to run instantly. And I don't know that I can handle it.
So the same asteroid's coming in.
Yeah, but an asteroid is not, I mean, okay. We'd all go together.
No, but you get the call. Asteroid's going to hit the Earth in 8 hours.
Right, but we're all dying
and
together.
You're 600 miles away from your husband. Do you stay faithful till the asteroid hits?
What do you mean faithful? You mean like sex?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what's the difference then? Because if you're dying in 8 hours, what would be the difference between the fact that you would stay faithful, but you're not sure you would stay sober?
Ooh.
No. If we were all dying at the same time,
yeah,
I don't think there would be an issue. The issue for me would be living on after the kids or Bruce died without them. The pain might be too great for me.
I would
seriously need to be babysat for a long time.
Go ahead.
By the way, just by luck, the asteroid would hit. I'd survive it.
No, you know,
and be loaded,
happen?
And be loaded, not be able to find more.
You know what happened?
My dealer
NASA
would get killed.
What I'm thinking is NASA at the last minute, or the military at the last minute would have something. They're like, we're gonna try and blow it up. And what they do is they hit the asteroid with some kind of nuclear weapon, which rains down on the planet zillions of smaller asteroids that don't destroy the planet. They just plop radiation everywhere from the nuke. Yeah.
And now I'm gonna die in 140 days.
Yeah. We were at Starbucks the other night, and at Starbucks, there was a couple of our Christian friends.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that little asteroids rained down on the planet.
Oh, no, this is a good one, though, because we're out there talking, and this one girl who's a Christian, and one of our other friends that's a Christian.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She says, I'd like to learn to hunt. And just like out of the middle of the conversation, I want to learn to hunt. And everyone's like looking over like, that's an interesting thing to come up at coffee with. And she goes, so that after the, you know, apocalypse happens, that I'll be able to hunt for food. And my first thought was, there isn't going to be a lot of food left in the L.A. area with the 25 million people. I don't think there's going to be any hunting going on.
Cockroaches are really easy to catch.
Well, but then here's the thing.
Got it.
She's a Christian. And my other Christian buddy looks at her and goes, you're Christian, right? She goes, yeah. And he goes, well, if you really believe, why would you think you'll still be here after the apocalypse?
And better yet, if you were still here, why wouldn't you think God wouldn't provide for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, her thing was after the, you know, she's absolutely convinced the apocalypse is coming.
Awesome.
And my other buddy's like, but Jesus is going to take you before that, right? And she's like, you know, it's almost like the discussion of do you get loaded? She's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. See, me, I got to tell you, I wouldn't get loaded. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't get loaded because, and I don't know if it's like Mark was saying, that it's like I just don't get loaded anymore, and it's been a long time, and I just don't get loaded. I don't have the attraction to it anymore that I used to. Because, I don't know, it's just, my ego won't let me do it.
Doesn't appeal.
I'm agreed. You know what? Some scientists will say the asteroid is coming, and it'll actually miss the Earth by, you know, 30,000 miles, and the tides will get a little higher that day, and that'll be it. And now I'm loaded. And everyone else can be these hotty-totty guys going, I didn't get loaded when I thought the world was ending.
You know what's awesome, though? You're loaded, and you get to watch an asteroid of that size pass by.
You're That'd going, be awesome.
Whoa.
Dude.
You'd see trails. Be like being on shrooms.
Can you imagine getting trails off something like the size of the moon going by?
Whoa, man.
What are trails?
Did that almost hit us?
What are trails?
Did you watch the movie Star Trek, the new one? The new Star Treks?
I've watched lots of Star Treks.
Okay.
You know the new ones, like the movies?
Yeah.
You know, like when they hit warp speed and that trail that follows?
Yes.
That's a trail.
That's a trail.
And that's fun.
Oh, that's the best.
Do you like Star Trek?
Yeah.
Do you like the special effects?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what mushrooms are like. That's what acid's like. Special effects all the time, just in your own brain.
So if I just loop that sequence where they go into warp speed, I can get the same effect?
Yeah, but you could get that off of everything.
I watched Rainbow
Trails.
I'd go
like this.
I watched Rainbow Trails come out of Chuck Mangione's flugelhorn one night.
But that's a hallucination. That's not a trail.
Oh, no, they were really there.
Well, trails are hallucination.
They were really there.
Because really, if I go like this, really my hand is not stretching across the sky.
It's, no, I understand
but
that. But
it could be.
But if you're saying what I'm not understanding what a trail is then, because if what you're saying is a trail, then in reality what that is your eyes, your brain struggling to catch up with what your eyes are receiving. So you're like a half a second behind what you're seeing.
Right. And the reason for that is your
So that's synapse. Not a hallucination.
Remember the egg and dope commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's your brain. Here's your brain on dope. Yeah. Any questions? Yeah.
I do have questions.
Here's your brain on dope with a side of bacon.
Yeah. Any questions? Sweet. Yeah, that's exactly it.
So final words on the subject, Shelley. Loaded or not loaded?
I don't know.
That's honest.
I'm just saying.
Faithful or not faithful?
Yeah.
Yeah, to which?
To you.
Well, he said faithful or not faithful, and you said yeah.
Faithful.
Mark? You going to be faithful to me?
I'll be faithful to you, Bruce.
Official eye roll. Official eye roll.
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing is about guys? I don't care if you cheat, Mark. I really don't. No. Go ahead.
I know.
Guys, you know what? This is a sad thing to say at this point. It has nothing to do with the show. But guys should be married to guys. They should, because you know what? We'll go hang. We'll go to the basketball game together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he sleeps around.
And you know
no
what?
No problem.
If you don't take the trash out during a ball game, I understand.
Yeah, who cares?
So now, wait a minute. You're married to me, so you don't care if I sleep around?
Well, that's
no,
different.
No, no, no. I'm saying if it was guys should marry guys because they don't give a crap if people sleep around.
Exactly what I just said. So it's okay if I sleep around?
You're not a guy.
You just said they don't care if people sleep around.
Guys don't care.
Should be married to guys because they wouldn't care if the guy went and slept.
A male will not care if his male spouse were to sleep around.
So why isn't it okay for me to sleep around?
Because you're not a guy. Because
he's actually probably going to sleep with you at some point. So it matters.
I'm not going to
sleep with the guy.
I would never sleep with Mark, so I don't care if he goes and cheats. And he doesn't care if I go and cheat. Wow. Mark, do you get loaded?
No,
get loaded?
I don't get loaded.
I don't get loaded either.
Alrighty.
Well, la-di-da.
God, and Shelley was hoping we could fill the time.
Yeah, we're over. We're over by 2.5 minutes. Shelley!
Yes?
Do we have any friends online?
We have friends
that aren't dying in the apocalypse with all the rest of us?
Well, some of them might be. We have friends online in the rooms, in therooms.com, where you can go and put up a profile, meet friends in the A of your choice, go to online meetings and chat rooms. You can listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
That's a bargain at quadruple the price.
Wow. Where do I pay?
Is there anything else free
that's
available from Buddies We Do, Mark?
Buddies We Do?
Buddies We Do?
Well, I was just going
to In the City of Bromance?
Wait a minute. I'm not, you know what, I'm just putting the foot down now. See this foot? It is down. You're not allowed to cheat.
I don't cheat.
I know, but you just said Friends We Do.
I did say
Bruce, the other white meat at 12stepgazette.com.
Yeah. I'm not cheating with them, I swear.
The City of Bromance.
We just have the same name.
So, you can go up on 12-Step Gazette. That is the number one. The number two, stepgazette.com.
.com.
And you can read their fine publication. You can get it emailed to you, or you can get the prescription. And
hey, what if I wanna be a franchise?
Then you should buy a Subway. No, you can just. I don't know what.
You can get a franchise of the 12-Step Gazette to have in your own hometown.
Okay.
The guy just.
I have an honest question about that, though.
The guy just.
It's a free publication, right?
Yeah.
So if I have a franchise.
There's advertising in it.
Okay.
There's advertising. The guy just sent me a text message yesterday saying he was so happy at the way we promoted his show. He goes, dude, it wasn't even like a regular promotion. You talked about the franchising and everything. He's like, it was great.
Yeah. We'll hook you up.
And I said, well, and I even told him, I said, well, we're so humble.
We are.
I said, I go, weren't we great? And he goes, dude, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I said, well, we're humble. We're humble that way. We've got email addresses at, oh, by the way, you should send us show topics, rants, raves, and all that stuff. We've got recovery101radio at Gmail, recovery101radio at Hotmail, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Try to say it, send more raves than rants.
Yeah, that would be good.
Try to send more boozy news.
Videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62. And Shelley.
Yes.
Who's the lead on music by?
Oh, sorry, I'm yawning.
You sure are. Now you're going to make
too.
Everyone. You know how many people out there right now
are
just
yawning?
Yawn?
Yes. 8 days clean.
8 days clean. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.